In the early 1970s, radio host and oral historian Studs Terkel went around the country, tape recorder in hand, interviewing people about their jobs.
I'm somewhere. It's an industrial area.
I'm sitting at the office, and a very well-appointed one it is.
Talking to a jockey, Eddie Arroyo. Eddie's home here with his family.
I'm seated with Jill Friedman in her Greenwich Village studio. She's a photographer and all.
Talking to Steve Hamilton, pitcher.
Nick Lindsay, who are you?
I'm a carpenter from South Carolina.
This is a hospital. Now, where are you?
No, what do you mean, where am I?
Thanks very much. I can use this.
Yeah, I think you
yeah,
can.
Okay,
yeah,
okay, great. Thank all you. Right.
Studs Terkel collected more than 130 interviews, and the result was a book published 40 years ago called Working. People talk about what they do all day and how they feel about what they do. And something very rare for an oral history collection, it became a bestseller. Working struck a nerve because it elevated the stories of ordinary people and the most ordinary parts of their daily lives. After the book came out, the cassettes were packed away in boxes and stored in Terkel's home office. This year, producers Joe Richmond of Radio Diaries and Jane Sachs of Project And have been given access to all the original raw field interviews, most of which have never been heard publicly. Today, we bring you an excerpt. It's a moment of serendipity. Studs Terkel planned most of his interviews well in advance. But one morning, he was in a taxi on the way to the airport in Youngstown, Ohio. The driver was a woman named Helen Mogg, a grandmother of five. They began talking, and Studs Terkel quickly unpacked his tape recorder and microphone and began rolling.
Oh, this thing is way... Oh, I see, I'm in the car, that's why. It's okay, it's about 6 o'clock early morning. And I'm riding with Mrs. Mogg, Miss Helen Mogg, who's a limo driver, one of several drivers for this company.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I was thinking as we're heading now toward the airport in Youngstown, that sun is fantastic. We see part of the red, don't we?
Yes, it is. That's something that an artist can't catch.
How long have you been doing this work?
Well, I've been doing it for a couple of years.
Now we're coming to the key. This is what my book is about you and what you're doing now as a limousine driver. Before your work, most of your life was what?
Well, I did secretarial work, and when I was much younger, I did waitress work.
Does the work day seem long?
Surprisingly, not as long as you would think. First of all, I love to drive. And secondly, you meet people from all walks of life. And many people have problems, but oftentimes it's good to know they can talk to someone who's a total stranger to them. They have a habit of confiding in that person because they feel that they'll never see the person again.
So a lot of your passengers tell you things.
Oh, yes. Liking people, I think that's what makes it really.
Yeah. Before I pay you for the cab, could you do this? Describe a day. From the moment you get up in the morning, could you do that? You know, at what time would you say get up in the morning, usually?
Well, like this morning, I was up at 5, because I had an early morning pickup at 6. So I came out, I see a beautiful sky and a beautiful sun, so I know I have a good day ahead of me.
And you work from about 5 till when? When will you get home?
Well, if I'm lucky, I'll be home by 12:30.
At night?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a good... That's about 19 hours right there, isn't it?
Something like that today. When I don't have an early morning pickup, I can average out around 12 hours.
Do you look forward to retirement?
No, I'm scared of it. I don't feel retirement is exactly the best of things for people. When you retire, you sort of go into a shell, and you're like the forgotten person. You get bogged down in nothing, and you do nothing, and you wind up nothing.
Yeah, that's interesting. So here you put in a minimum of 12 hours a day.
Right.
7 days a week.
So. Right. Oh, yeah.
But you'd feel more tired...
If I didn't.
Yeah.
This is true. Because when I'm not busy, I get very weary. So if I was to retire with nothing to do, I don't think I could stand it.
It's work, though, that you see. Work is the prime
part of your life, work.
Yes, very much so. I think everything hinges on it, and doing a good job on it.
Yeah.
Because I'm a firm believer, if you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability, or don't do it at all.
Now, do you think a time will come, though, with automation, more and more machines, that the hours will be shorter and shorter, people will have tremendous leisure time?
I'm afraid they will, and I'm afraid that it's not for the best interest. Idle hands make an idle mind. And I'm not in favor of the short hours. I think 8 hours, fine. But, like you say, automation will cut work down. It'll also cut a lot of jobs down. And I read an article here not too long ago regarding this future. And I think it'll also increase unemployment. Unless they can come up with something else that would make for more employment, but which, who knows what could be.
We're coming back to the question of work itself, work and life. You see the two connected, don't you?
Very much so.
Work and life.
They work hand in hand. Mm.
That's why the hours then go fast for you.
I would say yes. And people are interesting, no question. And when people say thank you for helping them, and you don't even know how you have helped them, it really makes you feel nice inside. And I don't think there's anything that can take its place.
You look forward to each day?
I do. I do because I never know what's going to happen the next day. And it's always interesting to find out. If you don't go out there, you're not going to find out by sitting home.
Tape from 4 decades ago. Taxi driver Helen Mogg in Youngstown, Ohio. It was recorded by Studs Terkel, one of his many oral histories of people and their work. Studs Terkel died in 2008. Our story was produced by Joe Richman of Radio Diaries and Jane Sachs of Project AND, with thanks to the Studs Terkel Radio Archive. Over the coming year, they'll be digging through more of the tapes from Studs Terkel's book, Working, which is 40 years old this year. And you can find more excerpts from the Working tapes on the Radio Diaries podcast.